This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringleze Daily. Welcome back. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to a brand new week of Bringleze Daily episodes. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Monday. And today is May 13th, 2024. We have a nice translation to start today's episode. So how would you translate the following sentence? A quale pensi di più? Il passato o il futuro? Of course, we have a question. Let me read that one more time. A quale pensi di più? Il passato o il futuro? So questions are always a little bit tricky. Good luck with your translation there. And now it is time to begin today's one big thing. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I am an American. But unlike most Americans, I have spent quite a bit of my life abroad. I lived in Italy for around 4 years. I lived in Japan for about 2 years. And on many occasions, I've lived for a few months in many different places. So compared to most people, I think I identify with my home culture a little bit less than others do. There are some people from Sardinia, for example, who have never left Sardinia. I'm just making a random example. There's nothing wrong with Sardinian people, of course, but my point is, someone who has never left his or her hometown probably has a bias. They have a preference. They have a certain outlook on life influenced by their hometown. And when you go abroad, when you spend time in other places, that bias, that preference starts to disappear little by little. You start making your own personal judgments and you develop your own tastes, what you like, what you don't like. And when you taste more flavors, you can really find out which flavors you like and which ones you don't like. If you only taste one flavor in your entire life, you'll probably think, wow, this flavor is great. I don't want to try anything else. Or you might think, I hate this flavor, but it's the only flavor I have and I hate the world. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but my point is, if you have experiences in different places, you have a clearer judgment about what you like and what you don't like. So why am I telling you guys this? Well, I want to focus on your country. I'm not trying to be provocative. I'm not trying to be controversial, but I just want to put things into perspective for you. Of all the places I've traveled, Italy is the country that cares the most about the past. I don't think this is surprising, considering Italy's past. It is very historic land. We have the Roman Empire, the home of the Roman Empire, right here on this land. And that is undoubtedly significant. But what about now? What about today? What about people who lived in 1700 or 1800 or 1900 or now the 2000s? Are their lives less significant than the lives of the people in the Roman Empire? Should we sacrifice the quality of life today to preserve a memory or history from the past? I'm not asking this question with a specific answer in mind. I just want to pose the question. Italy is an extremely historical country. I understand. That's one of the reasons I love Italy. In fact, Italy is one of the most beloved countries in the entire world, specifically for this reason. Are you guys familiar with UNESCO World Heritage Sites? If I'm not mistaken, Italy, which is not a huge country, has more World Heritage Sites than any other country. What's my point? My point is, Italy has such a rich history. Italian history is Italy. This is not the same for so many other countries. And in my opinion, this is 100% an opinion, there are pros and cons. If you look at countries that don't have such strong ties to the past, they don't feel obliged to hang on to the past. They feel like they can let go of the past, turn the page, and move forward. I don't know if Italy feels the same way. I would actually argue that most Italians don't feel that way, which is also understandable. I'm not saying it's wrong. I think most Italians appreciate their history and they want to hold on to their history. But my question is, what happens when you're holding on to history so tight and you don't want to let go? Perhaps you're compromising the present. Are you compromising the future? Are you compromising progress? It's just a question. I'm curious to know what Italians themselves have to say about this topic. When I used to live in Rome, I remember that I would talk to my friends about this, and they would say, "Dai, Brian, no, qui a Roma non puoi mettere." Insert new technology. You can't just destroy the Roman land because you would be destroying some historical monuments. So you have to preserve rather than upgrade. It's a very interesting dilemma. I'm genuinely curious what Italians have to say about this. Is Italy fantasizing the past? Is the past, and not even a recent past, a very old past, getting in the way of Italy's present? Most countries do not have to deal with this question. They're not worried about the past of their land. They're not on such sacred, holy, historical ground. So they don't even have to ask the question. They can tear everything down and build something new. And this is something I've been wondering for a very long time. I'm just curious if Italy's strong connection to its history has some costs. And if so, what are those costs? Is there a way to overcome those costs while maintaining its history? Should we compromise some history to upgrade the modern state of affairs? Let me know. I hope I've made it clear. I'm not convinced that I communicated my message as well as possible. But I think most of you guys understand my point. And to close this topic, let me just ask today's question of the day, which is, would you give up a bit of history for a modern upgrade? As an American, it's easy for me to say, yes, I would. In American culture, we're not that tied to our history, honestly. And again, that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing. Let's not talk about what's good and what's bad. Let's just talk about what is. Americans are not that tied to their history. And in most cases, Americans are willing to give up historical treasures to upgrade and get something new and modern, maybe something more efficient, maybe something convenient for today's world. And as an American, I would say, yes, I would give up a bit of history for a modern upgrade. Again, I don't know if Italian people would say the same, but I am definitely curious. So feel free to leave a comment. And by the way, I read your comments every day, so thank you guys so much for those beautiful, nice comments that you're all writing. I really appreciate it. And let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Before I do that, let me just remind you again that I have an online school that genuinely helps Italian people learn English. If learning English is a good idea that you would like to do, I created a school where you can do exactly that. I've been teaching English to Italians for many years. I'm not Italian, but I specialize in helping Italian people learn my language. You can check it out at bringlese.com. The reviews of my academy are overwhelmingly positive, which makes me very happy because I know my work is making a difference. So feel free to check that out. And now, speaking of English, how would you say, a quale pensi di più, il passato o il futuro? And to answer this question, well, to say this question in English, I would say, which do you think about more, the past or the future? You could also say, what do you think about more, the past or the future? We have an auxiliary verb starting our question. Which do you think about more? Di più, just one word, more. Il passato, the past. O il futuro, or the future. Not too difficult. I'm assuming a lot of you guys got that one correct. Maybe the only difficult part was a quale. You have to put think about. So if I read this question quickly, it's which do you think about more, the past or the future? And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to record these episodes for you guys, and I have no intention of stopping. And by the way, there is a brand new episode coming out tomorrow. So join me again on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. As always, enjoy the rest of your day, and